Jude. Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Es ist Roto-Time. Golfschau 2021 PGA Championship Roto Draft. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you this evening, we have a full house. Let me quickly introduce everybody who's here. We have dialing in from Denmark, Mr. Heinz Fehring, who is our chairman of the board. Hello, Heinz. Good to see you. Welcome. We have from Atlanta, Georgia, or near Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Drew Hinesley. We have from somewhere, you know, parts unknown, somewhere near Heidelberg, Mr. Ted Long with us. We have the golf mentoren, Christoph Zeller and Norbert Kutschera with us. We have from Schenk.com, Matthias Grimm, joining us. For the first time, we have in absentia. I think my English is not perfect. I don't think that means he's dead. In absentia, he's just not here, right?
That means he's not there.
Excellent. Thank you. We have Mr. David Ogren, who has a team, and he has given me instructions of who to pick. Very specific and detailed, and he's a big guy, so I'm going to do what he says. And then we have from Sweden, for the first time with us, our golf show resident pro, Mr. Henrik Spong. It's very nice to see you, Henrik. And then we have from Los Angeles, California, the reigning Roto champion, Mr. Casey Shea. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. We're going to have a great evening. The rules are the same. Snake draft. Once a player has been taken, he is off the board. We're playing for bragging rights. Side action is encouraged. Once this draft is finished, until the first tee shot is hit, trades can be made between teams. They have to be approved by the commissioner, which is me. No, they don't have to be approved, but trades can be made. So we will go, and I have numbers here, nine numbers. We will draw first the chairman of the board, Mr. Fehring. I will take a card, and I will pick this one here. Mr. Fehring picks at, number one. There we go. Now the pressure is on. I got to write this down. Here am I. Heinz, number one. Okay. The second pick goes to Mr. Hinesley. Well, not the second pick. The second pick from this paper. We'll see what number it is. I will take one. I will take this one.
Verstochen.
Mr. Hinesley is number nine. All the way at the end. That's not
so
good.
So you get two picks, Drew.
I go from having the second pick to the ninth.
See, that's the ideal spot, 9 and 10. That's where you want to be. You don't want to be 1 and 16.
How many teams do we have? 10 teams?
Nine teams.
Okay.
Nine teams. So we got to figure out when to stop. We'll agree on it at some point. Heinz is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Drew. Okay. That was number nine and number one off the books. Next, we have Mr. Longball.
Oh, baby, right here. Come on.
Okay, let me take this one for you. You
tie.
Number two. Mr. Long.
Heinz, du weißt, ich bin hinter dir mein Leben lang gewesen.
I think I'm going
to... Die beste Pro in Deutschland.
There you go. I think I'm going to call you Theodore for the rest of the night, Ted.
Theo, bitte. When I was in German kindergarten, all the kids called me Theo. My mother's called me that ever since.
Okay. The next pick goes to, who does it go to? That was pick three. It goes to the golf mentoren. Okay. They will be, the golf mentoren will be number seven. Okay. The GMs. The next pick goes to Mr. David Ogren. Okay, this will be Ogren, who is so much fun. Mr. Ogren is number six. Ogren. Okay, then we have Mr. Grimm. Mr. Grimm is this one here. Mr. Grimm will pick number four.
Four.
Number four, Mr. Grimm. And then I feel like the guy who's like calling the roll call in Congress, Mr. Grimm, votes nay. Fifth pick goes to Mr. Spong.
Yeah.
Yes, hello. Let's see who you got. You got number three there, Henrik. Okay. That's also Mr. Team Spong is number three. Now we have, I think, Casey, you'll go last. You'll take the, as a defending champion, I think that's only fair. So we're picking Team Althaus first. Mr. Althaus, I'm waiting for you. Where are you? We will take this one. We are number five. That leaves Casey at number eight, just to double check that there's an eight there. There is an eight there. Okay. Here we go. Okay, Althaus and Mr. Shea. All right. You all have the cheat sheet or the Spickzettel, which is a great word, I think, in German. We'll try to get some kind of conversations going during the wild team's pick. I think...
I never got it.
No, we don't really need that much time in the beginning to come up with some stuff, but we'll keep going until we're done. So the first, let's just, you know, just for the people listening, defending champion Morikawa. Last time winner there was Rory by like 10 shots or something like that. Ocean Course, venue of the Ryder Cup in 1991, I think it was. The last five PGA championships have been won by Americans. Just keep that in mind when you pick. There are 10 South Africans in the field. Eight of the 10 top betting favorites are in their 20s, which means golf is doing well, I think. We have a German other than Bernhard, which is not so often.
Xander Schauffele.
Oh, no, I don't know, man. He passed. He gave
Party Marty.
But Xander gave the PGA and co-op. Huh? I think he was going to. He's going to Tokyo with Drew. Right?
Did he really?
No, I don't know if Xander is playing in the Olympics, but I know Drew is. So we'll see. We'll go through some little interesting things while the show goes on. Let's get this thing going. The first pick goes to Mr. Fehring, and whenever you're ready, Heinz.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm waiting here. May I see the list?
Yes, you may.
Bernhard Langer is still available.
I think I've got to take him, no?
Well, but, okay.
But maybe not at the first pick.
Yeah.
We are.
I think I take John Rahm.
John Rahm. Heinz is going with John Rahm. This is a very interesting pick. Just having said that, no European has won since Rory, I think. I don't know. Very interesting. Let me see. Where am I? I'm going to update this as soon, you know, as I can. But one second. Jesus Christ. I will do it. Can I do this here? Huh. Is this a PDF? Then I can't fucking edit it. I gotta find the the Word document. I'll find the Word document. I'll keep it here by hand and then I'll update it. In the meantime, you can look at it. Ted, do you need the list?
No.
No. Who do you take?
I'm gonna take Malie Levin, Victor Hovland.
Victor Hovland?
Oh. Yeah.
Off the board.
Oh, I see Henrik over there. Huh?
I see. Yeah.
I don't know how you say it in Swedish, but Norwegian is a dette ikke min skill.
How do you say it in Swedish?
Victor Hovland.
Victor Hovland.
Victor Hovland. This is Schweizerdeutsch. Schweizerdeutsch.
Schweizerdeutsch. Ich war lange in Interlaken, bevor ich in Deutschland war. Aber niemand versteht mich mehr. Deswegen muss ich jetzt Deutsch sprechen.
Okay, so that is Mr. Spong, Mr. Long with Victor Hovland from Norway. Mr. Spong, you're next.
Yeah, you're taking all my European guys. Then I'm going to go with Jordan Spieth.
George.
Oh, Junge, yeah. That was a bad pick right there. You'll be that will be the first one. The guy hits the ball too high and he's short.
Yeah.
He's going for the grand slam, career grand slam.
And he tends to block the ball right in a little left to right that wind. Is, he could be looking this way.
I think that is a good pick. Career grand slam, where does that rank in terms of achievements? What do you think, Heinz? While Mr. Grimm thinks about his pick.
Mr. Grimm already knows.
Oh, Mr. Grimm, then Mr. Grimm can pick.
Take Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas, former PGA champion. Justin
That's
Thomas.
A good call there. You can't go wrong picking him.
You really can't. Grimm picks Thomas. Now it's Althaus and me. Boy, Alter, well, jetzt brauche ich den Althaus. Jetzt brauche ich, wo ist er denn?
You had three friggin' picks and you can't figure out which guy to pick.
No, we're gonna take Rory. We're going with Rory. We're gonna take.
He's got a post birdie fuck up coming. He's just won a tournament first time ever. He's won this tournament by 10 shots.
I think that's a good thing. I think he's gonna be all right.
I hope he is. He's a nice guy.
Rory wins all his majors when it rains a lot on those golf courses. It's not going to rain this week.
Yeah, plus, yeah, but it's an Irish guy. That's not rain, you know?
He's very anti-Irish. He's very American when it comes to weather. He likes it. He likes it wet, but he doesn't like playing in it.
Well, where he grew up, that's a Royal Portrush. It's the most phenomenal course ever.
Wasn't it the Open Championship at St. Andrews, his first one where he shot 7 or 8 under? Round one, and then in day two, he was in the weather and he shot 80. So,
well, he hits the ball quite high, doesn't he?
Yeah, he hits. I call him plateau drives. He and Dustin, they hit it, it goes up, and it just stays right there for about 60 yards, and then it comes out of the sky. Oh. Everybody else, it looks more like a roller coaster. Those guys, it just stays in the air.
I got a nice video when we're at the Bears Club, Heinz, in January. Hurley hitting balls next to Rory McIlroy, just the two of them on the range, and I got it from a ways away. Both of them stroking one drive after another. That was pretty cool.
I am picking.
Take your time, Frank.
No, I'm good. I'm picking the next thing for for Mr. Ogren, and Mr. Ogren with the sixth pick takes Bryson DeChambeau. That's Mr. Ogren's pick.
Okay. You knew he wouldn't get out of the first round.
We are at
There's no grain on those greens. Grain really fools him because you can't quantify that and have a chart in your book about grain. There's no grain on past Palom, so he might have a good week with the putter.
Well, you would know, Drew. You know, you spend a lot of time with him and on his bag. He did win at Wingfoot, which is, you know, I mean, was a really difficult course, and he took the field apart basically by 6 shots. So
yeah, no grain there either. Just really hard, fast greens that almost, in some ways, eliminated the rest of the field. And Bryson just uses length. The 11th hole on Sunday, short par 4. He and Wolf both hit 3 woods, and I think Wolf had like 125 into the hole. Bryson had 65 yards. Both were in the rough. But if I'm in the rough from 65, it's an easier Same shot age. Than from 120.
Very interesting. What's up with Matt Wolf? And do we know anything there?
No, just a bad run of form. And I don't think he's injured or anything. He just I know he doesn't. He's one of those guys that he doesn't like playing every week, but he kind of has to. So if he's feeling it, then maybe this is a good course for him. His ball moves a lot side to side. So I'm not sure a windy course where it's crosswinds 15 of the 18 holes is a good place for him.
Right. All right. We'll see. With the 7th pick, we have the golf mentoren, who I'm sure are ready to go. What are you guys? How are you guys doing, by the way? Good to see you again. You know, you're only allowed back because you behaved so well last time. You were fantastic. And you didn't really pose a threat to the
That's why you ask it back.
I mean, guys, if Ogren wins by not being here, then you know he can't win. So we're gonna have to do something here. Jordan Spieth was taken by Team Spong. Yes, Golf Mentoren, are you ready?
Yes, we are ready.
Please, so, Mr. Hovland is gone already, your favorite.
Hovland is gone, but yeah, our first favorite or our first pick last time for the Masters was Xander Schauffele. So we would...
You're going with Xander, sneaky long yes. Xander.
So that's it was close to the end last time.
I think that's a good pick.
Drew, don't be angry.
Oh, I thought I was going to get him. Oh.
Yeah, you have to take another one.
It's all right. I'll get Xander at the U.S. Open. That's where he's going to win it.
All right. That would be Mr. Shea would be next. Now, let me... See where one second. I think I have the thing updated, not with the colors, but with the that should be correct. Tell me if you want to go further down, Casey.
I do not go with Mr. Dustin Johnson.
No. Oh, I was getting that was one of my guys,
really,
him or the Norwegian guy. And our man talked me into that one.
Who? Me? I didn't do anything. Okay, so now we have Mr. Hindley, who gets to pick twice with...
Justin Thomas has been picked?
Justin Thomas has been picked. Wait a second here. Let me just give you this here. There you go. Justin Thomas has been picked by
Shane. Well, I'll take the defending champ, Colin Morikawa, and I'll take the Masters champ in Hideki.
See, this is why you want to pick 9 and 10. This is, I mean, this is already money in the bank right here.
In the bank.
That's right. And we go right back to Mr. Shea.
Well, I'm going to continue my... my theory here, and I'm going to go with Mr. Koepka.
Brooks. He's taking the injured guys.
That's a hit or miss one right there, Casey.
I know.
Is he still injured?
I don't think it matters. I like his game.
What Drew, what's the book on him? He hits down on it and spins it a bit with his driver. What do you see him in that wind?
Brooks? Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if he's healthy. I saw a report today, so doctors say he's still 6 months from full health. Really? So it's not a hard walk, Kiowa. That's the good news, unlike Augusta. So he won't tear himself up too bad. The only issue at Kiowa is it's kind of sandy soil, and that can almost wear you out sometimes more than a hill. You guys know what it's like walking in that soft beach sand. That's the only thing I worry about is just fatigue. And just being strong enough to go 72 holes, he's fine hitting the ball. It's just a matter of is he hurting? And you know these guys, they're always hurting more than they're going to let on. So okay. That's what I mean. If his doctor says it's 6 months, then he's definitely not fit to play like he was a couple years ago.
Another guy that might be traded for it goes.
There you go.
Little update for you, Drew. The only sand we got in Germany are beaches or the golf courses.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I'm just saying you have traveled outside of Germany at some point in your life, right? I've been to some kind of a beach.
Austria on summer vacations with the family, and then sometimes we take day trips over to Luxembourg.
Very nice. Ted is going to be at the Women's Open caddying for one of our German upcoming, or is she up? Would you call her an upcoming star? Or?
Well, I know she's finished top 10 on the tour 2 years in a row. So
right. She's doing pretty well. How old is she?
You're going to be at Olympic Club?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, good luck out there.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. She's 25. She's same age as Hurley. No, she's turned 26.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's good to see her. We're going to be following.
I'll tell you one thing. Now, listen. This girl pitches the ball beautifully.
What's her name?
Carolyn Lampert, Lampert.
Oh, I know that name. Okay.
She's very good. She pitches the ball beautifully, which is very important off of tight lies around the greens in those U.S. Opens. She's a good pitcher. A lot of women are not good pitchers. They're not good in the rough, and they're not good pitchers. So...
Well, I'll keep an eye on her. I'll put her on my leaderboard, and I'll be tracking your progress. and I'll be yelling at you when you guys make bogeys.
are we seeing that in Germany on TV, by the way? I don't, I doubt.
NBC's covering it here domestically in the United States. So I was asked to go cover it, but I'm also working the men's US Open the following week in San Diego. And I left myself open to maybe do sectional qualifying out near Casey in LA that week. So,
oh, well, there you go. How was you, I know you were
the... caddying?
I might be. I don't know yet. So a couple things still in the air. You know how it goes in this business.
We're going to get that out of you before the day is done, who you're going to be looping for. How was the Walker Cup at Seminole?
It was awesome. It was really cool. I've been in professional sports in and around it for almost 20 years now, maybe a little more. Makes me really old, but also makes me, I think, an expert to say of what is a good and bad sporting event. And that was one of the top two or three sporting events I've ever been to.
Wow.
Part of that was due to COVID. There weren't a lot of fans allowed, so it was a very intimate feel. And part of it was just the competition, and a big part was the venue. Seminole, just a great golf course to go around, and the guys, you know, nobody was complaining about the setup. And I was telling a couple of the young kids, that was as close to a major championship Sunday as you're ever going to see. Shinnecock, Pebble Beach, Wingfoot. It was just what Seminole presented. It was fun. It was a fun course to play a bunch of matches on. I think the guys at this level that we're drafting might tear it up in stroke play, and they might, you know, say, well, we don't need to have another one there 30 under one. But in matches, man, it was exciting because there was a lot of chances for birdies and eagles and a lot of chances for momentum to swing. It's, again, if you ever get lucky enough to go there, go, but also play a match because it's a great match play golf course.
Anyway, there's a beautiful clubhouse down there. Some of that's some spectacular thing. Okay, the golf mentoren are up. And as I look at this sheet here, as we get further down, let me just say that the defending champion, Colin Morikawa, in 2020 was a 30-1 odds. So we're getting right in that area where the winner might be coming from. You don't need to see the ones that have been picked, I guess.
We would like to pick Abraham.
Abraham, answer.
Yes.
Good pick.
Abraham, I think pick. I've got the answer.
That's a very interesting pick. That's a good pick. I like that.
He's a player.
He's a good player.
You like that pick because you know that's a horrible pick.
Well, I don't know about if it's a horrible pick, but it's...
we will see him in 2 weeks in Germany.
Cool answer.
The Porsche European Open.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
is that in Hamburg?
He'll be there early after he misses the cut.
Mr. Grimm is not only the host of the Shank.com podcast, he's also the starter for the Porsche European Open in Hamburg. I hear he does a very mean Ivor Robson impersonation.
No, that was
on the tee.
That was your version.
From Mexico, Abraham answer.
Abraham answer.
Pretty good there.
Not bad, huh?
Happy to have him.
Yeah, I got to, you know, that shows you what I get my kicks from these days. Anyways, the golf mentor picked Abraham answer. It is Mr. Ogren, and Mr. Ogren will pick...
Patrick Reed.
No. Mr. Ogren will pick Mr. Berger. Daniel.
Oh, that's a good pick. I had thought about him.
Wow.
I played with
Mr. Ogren.
Only cut the ball. That's the only problem.
That leaves now Mr. Althaus and me. And I just got a message from Mr. Althaus, who has some problems on his way back from Hamburg. So he doesn't know if he's going to make it, which means he's ditching me. All right, when am I picking again, or when are we picking again? They have to come all the way around. Jesus Christ. There's really nobody I like.
Patrick Reed.
What? Yeah, well, I took him last time. He was pretty good for us.
Roll the dice again.
Matsuyama is gone. Who do we have? Rory. All right, we're going to go this way. We're going to go with... Jesus Christ, that guy is 60-1. I can't pick him.
Salatoris, I was going to pick him.
Yeah, well, let me just...
When he only finished runner-up at Augusta, he's probably not going to do that again.
It sounds like you're trying to talk me into it, or you're giving me the double reverse secret.
No, I'm just trying to speed you up. I was going to go up the list and go to
Casey and Hatton. And
right. Well, yeah.
It's not a bad pick.
We're going to go with Mr. Zalatoris.
That's a good call.
Oh, that's a horrible pick.
It could have been worse. You could have picked Abraham. I don't have the answer to this course.
Omar Uresti is still available.
It is Mr. Grimm.
Mr. Grimm picks Patrick Reed.
Oh, Mr. Grimm has no problems picking.
Lots of sand at that golf course. Watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Keep an eye
on him. My producer, I was at the Hero in 2019, and I actually was on the putting green talking to him the day after that happened. And I didn't say much. I was listening to he and Noda's conversation. And he had some silly excuse for why he moved a bucket of sand behind the ball. And he goes into the bunker on the second or third hole. And my producer in my ear said, somebody get a camera on him. So believe me, CBS is going to think the same thing this week. They're going to watch him every step he takes in a bunker. And there's going to be a lot of them.
Very closely.
I've been in all of them, I think. Next is Mr. Spong is up.
Yes.
Henrik Stenson is still available.
And so is Omar Uresti.
I'm going to go European now, but I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, fuck off.
Good pick. He's in the afternoon wave. And as you guys heard my theory last time, I love the late early at a major. I don't like the early late because you see a different golf course from first to second round. Whereas the late early see somewhat similar, at least the first nine holes in the second round. Fleetwood's in that afternoon wave. I like him.
I haven't even checked the tee times, but okay. Mrs. Bong picks Tommy Fleetwood from.
Oh, he got me on that one. Yeah, I was so pissed. That was my guy. I can't believe it. If I'd have got him, I'd have bet the house I win this thing.
But I made a terrible first pick. So
you did. How could you pick that guy over Tommy Fleetwood?
I don't know.
But I got Tommy as well, so.
Yeah, you did. Maybe you were throwing us
all
off.
Mr. Long Shit. Picks.
I'll take Finau. He's never going to win, but he's going to make me money.
Oh, there you go.
And he hits it low and rips it.
Trade bait. Finau.
No, he's not. I'm taking him. Okay, listen, all you guys in there trying to figure out who's going to... Abraham Answer from Mexico. Okay.
Well, when he beats Tony Finau, how much do you owe that guy that drafted him?
I don't care. Listen, let me tell you something right now.
That's all I want to know.
How much that
bet right now? Put 20 bucks on it right now. You bet Finau.
You don't even have to put up
no answer. Go 20, and I guarantee you, you're going to be paying out.
Oh, here we go.
What was that?
I got 20 on Answer over Finau.
Okay, I got your answer right here.
There is the first side action. We're talking, of course, about 20 lollipops. Mr. Fehring, with the double pick, please. Picks number 18 and 19.
I think about Webb Simpson.
Okay, as your first pick. And then you have another one coming right back.
Good pick, Webb. He's coming back from COVID. I'm sure he's really strong.
Where you get all this information, Drew? You sit around there all day long? Or?
You know, I do work in pro golf. Just you know, I hear things. I get texts. I get messages. If you listen to my podcast, one of my past guests was Mr. Paul Tesori, who caddies for Webb. So I get a little inside info on that stuff.
There you go.
What is the name of your podcast?
My Side of the Bag.
Whoa.
My Side. Okay, I'll check you out.
There you go.
I listen to podcasts at night to help me go to sleep, right?
I will definitely put you to sleep. I will definitely put you to sleep.
No, because here, anybody who knows me, the only time I stop talking is somebody else is talking. So when I sit there and listen to podcasts, I pretend like they're talking to me, and then I don't talk and I go to sleep.
Well, the last guest I had on was JJ Jakovac, who caddies for Colin Morikawa. I had him on about 5 weeks ago. And then my season started, and I haven't had a chance to do it. I've been on the Golf Show 4 times, but I haven't done my own podcast.
That's right. That's right. We love you here.
What a great podcast. Are there all caddies then that you got on there?
That's kind of the vein I've been in lately. You know, I don't think anybody just wants to hear me talk a bunch. So I like asking questions and letting them go. And I think, you know, Ted Scott, Bubba's Caddy, guys like that, you know, I'll try to get him on soon. I work with Bones at NBC. I give him all his numbers. So we've talked about him coming on, but our schedules have never synced up. So he'll be a guest soon. I've had Noto on the show. So he's the only non-caddy I've had as a guest.
You know, Jimmy, you want to know how he got started caddying? He's a member of my dad's course in Columbus, Georgia. That's where he's from, right? I played golf with him a bit. He was going to go be a stockbroker for CB&T, okay? Larry Mize is my sister's neighbor, and Larry's a nice guy. So he says to Jimmy, he says, hey, why don't you come out and caddy with me because your apprenticeship, this was like in July, doesn't start till September, whatever. He's okay. So he goes out there and he caddies with him for a couple months. Their friendship was a little bit on the fritz because Jimmy's a pretty gregarious guy. And Larry, as they say in Columbus about him, he wouldn't say shit if he had a mouthful of it, right? That's how nice he is. So then he caddied for Ben Crenshaw for just a couple of events. And the next thing you know, he picks up this young guy who turns pro by the name of Phil Mickelson. Yep. You're talking about stepping in it. How good is that?
Yep. He's working for Max Homa this week. Right now. Bones is caddying at Kiowa for Max Homa. So if anybody wants a guy that's won two majors as a caddy on the loop for Homa, that can be your next pick if you want.
H-O-M-A, Homa. Mr. Fairing has another pick, please.
The third one? No, I took Webb Simpson.
Yes, and now you have another one.
Okay. Paul Casey.
Paul Casey.
That's a great pick right there, Heinz.
Yeah, he might do something, yeah.
Paul well, if you Casey. Can't get Abraham answer, you might as well get Paul Casey.
Well, let's see what you got, Mr. Long. It's your turn.
Am I up already?
You're up again.
Go ahead.
Your team so far consists of a 12-year-old Norwegian and a guy who can't win.
That's exactly what I want to.
There you go.
I'm looking for guys that never win but play well. And guess who I got? Ooh. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Milanovin, I'm getting you back right here. I'm taking Justin Rose.
Rose, we're going on page two.
I don't care. He's on my page one, baby. Here's a guy.
He is. 90 to one.
Listen, here's the deal. This guy is money until nine holes to go. And right underneath him is Adam Scott. He's another guy that's great for two rounds.
All right. At 90, and what is he, 90 to 1? Yeah, that's good odds for Justin. Plus, he's always good for a top 20. I mean, I hear you.
Unless he misses the cut.
Mr. Spong.
Other than that, he's great for a top 20.
Mr. Spong, please. He has Jordan Spieth and Tommy Fleetwood.
I'm going to go Australian. Mark Leishman.
I knew he was going to pick him because I just looked at the list and said, nobody's going to pick Mark Leishman, and he picked him.
Yes, sir.
Just like nobody was going to pick Abe Anser either, right?
Hey.
All right, Mark Leishman is going for Team Spong. I can't – yeah, that's also a good pick. He stands good in the wind. Mr. Grimm, please, shank.com. How are you doing, sir? It's nice to see you in the golf show shirt.
Fine. I'm just
we'd all love to be in one too, Frank.
Yeah, I know. I'm having problems shipping to the a friend of mine, I'll tell you a story. I went to the post office. I had the shirts ready, and they go, what this is going to the States, what's in there? I said, it's a shirt. And I got like one of those air bubble envelopes, right? She goes, well, it's because of COVID, it has to go as parcel post, and it's like, I don't know, 58 euros or some ridiculous number like that. You know, and I'm not going to send
you 58 euros. Will you send me a shirt?
Of course, you don't have to send me anything, but I'm sending out, you know, to you guys, I'm sending out 10.
He looks fantastic in that shirt. That's all I'm saying.
If I spend 580 euros on sending out shirts that I don't know how much I paid for, my 20-year-old younger wife is going to she's going to kill me. All right, so that's
all right.
So I had
.com. Who you got, buddy?
A friend of mine. Let me just finish the story. A friend of mine was sending a VW camper van to his dad in Ohio from Germany. So we decided to put some T-shirts into the camper van. It's somewhere on the ocean, and then it'll go to Mike in New York, who will distribute some. So
there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on the ball. It is Mr. Grimm, please. I'm sorry.
Yes, I would pick Tyrrell Hatton.
Tyrrell Hatton.
Hit or miss?
No, he's...
he's hit or miss.
He's also a...
he got him and Patrick Reed.
I could talk, yeah.
That'd be a good fist fight. I don't know if they'd make a good team.
Hatton. That leaves now Mr. Althaus and me. What's going on here? Cameron Smith, no. Cameron, no. None of those guys interest us. We're going here. And we will be going to... I need the light for this. Paul Casey is gone. Fino is gone. We are going...
Derek Higo.
We're going Siwoo Kim.
Great pick. Great pick, Frank. Awesome pick.
Awesome.
I didn't even know he was in the field.
Seriously. someone told me he's good in the wind on these kind of courses.
Until he's not.
Exactly. Okay, Mr. Ogren is up. Mr. Ogren... Where's his list? I got to check where his list is. Mr. Ogren will be picking Cameron Smith.
That's not, he drives the ball.
I think I found out. Ogren's thing was that whoever is the highest ranked, pick that.
Best available player. Best guy on the board.
He's a pro. What can I tell you?
One sentence. That was his whole strategy.
Yeah. But it was with like 8 exclamation marks at the end of it.
Well, the bad news is he's got 4 left tackles right now. The Germans don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah, I put down Ogren instead of
Smith. Oh, that's good.
There you go. We have the
Golf. They're versatile.
Golf Beethoven up with pick number, their third pick. They so far have Xander and the answer.
Great answer, yes. So now we will go to Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, good pick.
He's been playing with the big boys now.
Right? The problem with him is he doesn't follow through well balanced, so in the wind he might miss the ball.
He's a pretty big guy, no?
There is no wind.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's 6'4".
Yeah, he's built like that. I mean,
but he's like. But listen, which tree falls over, the little one or the big one in a hurricane? The big one.
Okay.
Mr. Shea. You have Cantley and Burns on the first page left, and then you got this here.
Omar Uresti still available.
How is he a club pro, by the way? Is he?
There's a lot of controversy about that.
Is there? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Rich Beam is still available.
Rich Beam, yeah.
Beamer.
The Beamer.
Well, Mr. Hinesley is whispering. Beam commentates for
Sky Sports.
Sky.
I know Beamer quite well.
So,
I'll tell you a story about Rich Beam. His dad was the pro at the Berlin Wannsee back in the early 80s. Did you know that, Heinz? Der Vater von Rich Beam war der Pro in Berlin Wannsee, als die Amis dort waren in den 80er Jahren. That he's Larry. And Rich was on the putting green, and I had 3 putted, 7 holes in a row. On the 18th, I snapped my putter, and it was one of these really hard shafts, and it was hard to break. So the next day, I was in there warming up with a different putter, and he's 12, and he keeps asking me all these questions. He goes, man, he goes, that was a really hard shaft to break on the 18th. I'm going to slap this kid in the head, right? Next thing I know, he wins the PGA. His dad was a good guy, Larry. Very nice guy.
Not to make you feel old, but that was 40 years ago.
Must have been a record. Hey, that's record. About right. 7 3 putts in a row.
That was the record at the time, Heinz.
It's Mr. Shea.
Yes.
The reigning champion. You want to go? Where are you going, baby?
I'm just going to go a little crazy here.
Yeah.
Shane Lowry.
That's a great pick. I thought about getting him.
Irish awesome pick, Casey. Short game. Really good pick, Casey. Thanks for taking him off the board.
Mr. Shea, while Mr. Hinesley thinks of his two picks. Are there?
I've got my picks.
You got your picks? You're ready. Let's go.
Two guys that have won in the last month, Sam Burns and Stuart Sink.
I hate to tell you something, Drew, but I'm going to tell you something, son. For a guy's got a lot of information, you are a bad picker.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
I don't know if the Germans understand this, but you couldn't pick your nose. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I thought about Sam Burns because he's a good player. But Stuart Sink, don't you remember what he did to the Ryder Cup?
Well, that was four weeks ago. He won on the PGA Tour.
Adam, yeah, but he's 100 years old. He's never going to win again.
Oh, goodness.
100 years old.
I don't want guys that can win. I want guys that will crash on the back nine on Sunday and make me some money like you, right? Stuart is one of my closest and oldest friends, and I felt bad not picking him at the Masters, and he finished top 10 there, so...
There you go.
So you blew it because that dead horse is dead.
What? Oh, dead. Very nice.
He beat Morikawa. Tom Watson.
Morikawa, Matsuyama, Burns, and Sink. That looks, you're going to be getting a call from me for some trades. We're back at Mr. Shea. Mr. Shea.
You know what?
There's only Cantley is left on the first page.
That's who he's about to take. He's 38-1, best guy on the board, LA guy.
But he hasn't been playing well, has he?
He's such a good player. Sink. He's got to snap out of it at some point, right?
Yeah.
Casey.
Don't let him talk you into it.
I love Cantley, but I don't know. I'm going deeper.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what she said.
And I am going to throw out the person who I called in our Masters wrap-up because he's somehow high enough on my list. I'm going to go Sergio Garcia.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's a great pick, actually.
That's a great pick. If you talk about a guy to come in the ninth inning to pitch against one left-hander, that'd be the guy I would definitely pick.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That is unbelievable. Shea Garcia. Okay, that brings us back to the GMs, Mr. Kuchera.
Yes, we have decided we take the Korean guy at 27,
I took him.
The Sungjae-im.
Sungjae-im. Oh, okay. 75-1. He's even better than Siwoo.
What does that all mean, anyways? That's a bunch of BS.
What? That
means nothing.
The names?
The numbers, what their odds are.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where that comes from. I mean, the way they change.
It comes from the bookies in Las Vegas. They try to structure it so they get people betting on every player so they don't lose the house if one guy happens to win as a favorite or something.
That's exactly right.
It's bait. It's clickbait. It's
all Vegas' they version is get of clickbait. As much money in the pot as they can and win on the vig.
And they want it spread out across the field. That way, any one guy can't break the bank.
Right. Did anybody take Tony Finau yet?
Yes. And guess who's taken Patrick Cantlay?
You.
No, Mr. Ogren.
Yep. Best player on the board.
Next guy
That's
up.
Fine.
I'm glad I love this guy. There's no way he can win. He got nobody to throw the ball. He's got four left tackles. Eventually, he'll have a friggin' tight end.
All right, let's see where we are here. I really don't like this Bradley dude. But I tell you who I do like, and he is a grinder, a little guy. I used to play with a guy in New York, and his name was, I don't remember, but he went to like the mid-amateur, and he was nobody liked him, and he was always alone, and
Eddie Lowry.
He was not a lefty. But I'm going to pick Brian Harmon.
Brian Harmon, left.
Hey, Casey, I now know why you won last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank can't remember the guy's name he used to play golf with. Then he asked Drew the name of the guy who caddies for the guy whose name he can't remember. The only reason you're in this thing, Drew, is you're throwing out all this misinformation that Frank Frank's only two things that he picks by is who's available and what did Drew say?
Oh, what did Drew say?
Hey, what's that guy's name, Pass Palom, who won a couple years ago? I want to get him next.
All right, this guy.
We're getting somewhere.
You know, my parents live in Columbus, Georgia. My sister lives in Ansley Park.
Well, I drove by your sister's house about an hour and a half ago.
What, you picking up some drugs or neighbors as a crack? I'm serious. You got a beautiful house and you've got five crack houses down the road. You're trying to sell the place. Okay, who's next?
Am I ever to Atlanta again?
It's Mr. Grimm that's next.
Drew, who's caddying this week for Lee Westwood? His girl?
Good question. It might be his son. I saw a picture with his son holding the rangefinder, so I think he might be on the loop again.
Okay, then I don't pick him.
Okay. Well, I don't know that for sure, actually. Hang on, I'll tell you. I'll pull up the list right now.
The caddy list.
Yeah, the caddy list, because it's important who caddies for him. I take Robert McIntyre. Oh, unbelievable. But he's fighting.
The whitest man in the field.
I take him.
He is, isn't he?
I saw him. He's good.
McIntyre.
He's going his way.
McIntyre. Thomas Reed Hatton McIntyre. Oh, that looks like a nasty team.
It's a good
Mr. Spong from Sweden, please. Spieth.
All right.
Leishman is where you are.
Yeah.
My
lefty was just taken.
That would
Robert.
Ryan Harmon.
No, I'm gonna go Money in the Bank, I think. Old American. Matt Kuchar.
For this. Tom Watson.
Matt Kuchar.
Sure.
Where is he?
That's not a bad pick.
Huge. Where is he?
Matt Kuchar.
Number 50.
150-1.
50.
Kuchar. Okay. Mr. Long.
Go down the list a little. I already got my guy, but I want to see who else we got there. Nope.
Want to go all the way down to the club pros?
No, keep going up there.
Up or down?
Up. My son roomed with Aaron Wise, by the way, Drew, for a year at Oregon before he transferred. He's good. Aaron's a nice kid. Okay.
Yeah, he is.
I'm gonna close the book on this, and after this, it's over. Matt Wallace.
Who?
Yeah. What do you mean who?
Matt Wallace now has Gareth Lord on the bag. Gareth won the Open Championship on the loop for Henrik Stenson.
Oh, see, this is the kind of information that Ted has but doesn't share.
I don't need it. I can see how he hits the golf ball.
Really?
Plus, he's always in there.
You're writing Wallace in Wallace? Huh? What's this?
That was the same guy who played in Braveheart.
William Wallace.
I wrote Wallace here and Wallace there. And it is Mr. Fairing for two picks, please.
I take Garrick Higo. What do you think about that pick, Ted?
I like Garrick Higo because he played well in Tenerife, and that's on the coast too, except the course was a lot shorter, the wind blew a lot less, and there were no trees. But other than that, I like the guy, and he's a nice kid. He's going to be a great player someday.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
I really think he hits the ball a long way. If I was going to put like €100 down on some guy who I really thought could win, he'd be some guy I'd consider. The guy is a very good golfer. He just hasn't played in any big tournaments yet.
Hmm. Yeah, he's won what, three times in the last?
The guy's unbelievable, man. He's phenomenal, and he's got a beautiful
fantastic
swing.
Yeah, really
he's
is
a beautiful swing.
Well, why didn't you take him instead of No Win Finau?
Did you say
I have two picks?
You do have two picks, Heinz.
Okay. Just take the guy next to him. It'll go quicker.
Okay, then next pick for me would be Gary Woodland.
Gary Woodland.
Not a bad pick. No. Except he's 36.
Well, I think that's okay. Mr. Fairing takes Gary Woodland. Mr. Long.
Oh, I get to pick again.
Yeah.
Bud.
It's your show, baby. You have Hovland, Finau.
I know who I got. I'm looking to see who's left over.
You have Rose.
I know all that. Go down the list. I'm looking for somebody to pick.
You need me to move this for you anywhere?
Oh, that would help.
Oh, okay.
There's your buddy Aaron Weiss.
I know, but Aaron's not. He's not normally. He's that guy's money man. He's great.
He's such a nice kid. I mean, you just it would help the congeniality of your team taking him. He's such a nice kid.
Poulter, my man. Oh, look at Poulter. Oh, Sink. I forgot.
Shit, I was going to pick Sink, but somebody already picked him. Is there anybody older in the field I can pick?
There is.
I'm just kidding.
That's okay. When my old man beats your young horse's tails again, another point.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
I'm going to make a lot of lollipops on this.
There's some good guys here. Look at this at 280-1. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, Wiesberger. Who? I mean, all you Europeans leaving Wiesberger.
I like that. He's a good guy. And I tell you what, he played well until the last 18 holes.
He's been playing good lately. Yeah. I don't know why he's still on the board. I really don't know. No idea.
And Antoine
Roth. That's it. Go back up.
The guy.
Yeah, Rosner played great in the match play. Why is he still on the board, all you Europeans?
Mr. Grimm knows how to pronounce this name.
Jazz. Just Jazz.
Just Jazz. Well done. How are you doing, Mr. Long? Further down?
I'm waiting for you to go back up slowly.
So
you don't need to go down.
Steve Stricker.
Where are the club pros?
No.
The club pros, they start at 1,000.
Who's the best of them? Drew, you know them all.
Alex, well, they're all 1,000.
Yeah, keep going.
The yellow one.
You know any of them?
Well, yeah, Jim Herman.
Summer Hayes.
He's not one of them.
Summer Hayes. He's very good.
Is Summer Hayes in it?
Joe Summer.
Yeah, he's in there.
Joe.
I mean, I hate to say it, but Uresti might. Sonny Skinner, he played pretty good last week on the Champions Tour.
But he got a wooden leg. He's old,
man. I caddied for Y.E. Yang last week, so he's right there at 1,000-1.
Yeah,
so. I watched him. It's amazing he won. The guy can't – he can't hit out of his shadow.
I know. He only beat some guy by the name of Woods.
I know. That shows you how bad he was playing. A
couple of Scandinavians.
Sammy Valimeke. He finished second to my son on the pro golf tour.
Is that who you're taking, he's really Sammy? Taking off.
No, I don't know. It's not my turn.
Keep going. I need to go back up. I already know who I'm going to get. Keep going.
Aaron Weiss.
I'm almost on him.
Okay. All right.
Let's Next go. Time I see him, I'll say, hey, look, I picked you, bastard. You lost. Slow down.
Yeah.
Stop. Go back up. I'm going to shock the world with this pick.
Right there. He's 24. You've been talking about age. 24 is the youngest guy on the board right there.
I was just
talking about these young horses.
I'm not going to pick
Ricky Fowler.
I got still got him in my head. Keep going.
The Horschel.
Oh my God, he's going to pick Jason Day.
Who took Bobby McIntyre? Tank.com.
Yeah.
Okay, screw it. I'm going to go with him. I'm going to take him. Nah, he's too old for this tournament. He hits it too high.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Aaron Wise.
Yeah, great pick. Awesome pick.
Who is that?
I bet he beat Stuart Sink. I'll tell you what.
Another 20.
You give me 20-1, I bet Stuart Sink withdraws.
Well, I'm not giving you 20-1, but I'll go straight up anybody in this field.
What? That they quit?
I'm saying any of the guys we pick, if you want to bet against them, that's
my
fine.
Point was that Stuart, he pulls up lame before the 36-hole cut.
Okay.
I don't think we want that to happen. Mr. Long takes Aaron Wise.
Aaron Wise, great pick.
I'd like to change that to Cameron Champ. I just saw him there.
Backing off his son's friend. Well, I tell you what, if I see him, I'm going to tell him. And I'm going to see him probably before you will. You might want to stick with him.
I have no problem with you changing the pick. Problem. Anybody objects to Mr. Long changing his pick to?
No, I'm going to stay with Aaron. No, you talked me. I'm staying with Aaron. I like Aaron. He's a good kid.
Staying with Aaron. Mr. Spong, would you like me to scroll down to the Scandinavians?
I see one right there, and I need to take it.
Oh.
The Swede.
Oh,
Alex Noren.
He's a good wedge player, but he doesn't drive the ball well.
There you go. They all suck this week.
We need to gamble a little bit.
You gambled when you showed up.
That is so true.
Mr. Noren. All right. That gives us to Mr. Grimm as the next.
Can you scroll up a little bit?
I sure can. We have Jason Day and Schwartzel and
I think I pick Adam Scott.
That was not a bad pick 10 years Adam ago.
Thanks.
This is exactly the kind of trash talking that was
10 years ago.
We had hoped for.
It is Heinz, are you still with us?
Heinz is still there, I think. Who am I picking? Who do I have? Jesus, I need Altasrori, Zalatoris, Siwo Kim, and Harmon. All right. I will take...
Frank's making sure he's got time for a balloon ride this weekend because he won't be watching golf.
It's exactly right. Well, he pal. What's it matter? He won't remember his picks anyways.
I'm going to take Jason Day.
There you go. If he didn't have the putt, he'd be my pick.
You know what's funny? Is his coach told me the same thing earlier this year.
Well, Ray Charles could see that. Let me tell you something right now. Here's my rule for golfers, okay? If you're good looking and grow a beard, you're in a funk, okay? That's a fact. Casey, you never had a beard, did you?
Oh, he did.
I've had mustaches.
He had the handlebar.
I mean, so you would have a mustache, but I mean, you're a nice looking guy.
I generally do it for a joke, though. Whenever I grew up, actually, I had a t-shirt just for.
How old are you, Casey?
41.
I would have guessed 41. You look about 37, though.
Thanks. I'll take that.
Take that.
Christopher's the youngest one here, isn't he?
It is.
The oldest of Christopher? Christoph?
39.
Yep. Henrik?
40.
Swedes look older than they really are. He's probably 16.
Mr. Ogren takes Corey Connors.
Great pick, Mr. Ogren.
There we go.
Let me just mention the people who send their regrets and regards. That would be Mr. Biernat and Mr. Arkenau, who is, in Göteborg in the Challenge Tour event, and he is the first group out tomorrow, so he is sleeping now. That's what he said. It's not the days of Fuzzy Zeller and Walter Hagen pulling all-nighters before they go out to play are over. So he sends his regards. And Mr. Herklotz, he might stop by to say hello, but those are the two guys that have excused themselves. We are with the golf mentor, and Corey Connors, picked by Ogren. Okay.
Correct.
Who are you guys going?
Now we have to scroll down a little bit.
We do. We have, let's see, there is nothing left on the first page.
No.
We are
surprise,
here.
Surprise, surprise. We will pick our German guy.
Oh, God.
Number 76.
You're going down all the way to 76. Okay. Not making the cut.
Warren Keimer, yeah.
Marty, Marty.
Give me his last chance. Kind of, no. Maybe.
Why not?
See him also in 2 weeks. He's joining the Porsche.
Oh, yeah, he's playing there too.
For the first time.
Ted, do you have any, or Heinz, do you guys have any Draht zu dem? I don't understand his playing schedule. I don't understand his playing schedule. You know, why he Martin. Doesn't. Yeah.
Well, I have a question to Ted. Ted, does he still work with Günther Kessler?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And what happened?
I would say a couple things. Number one, he's not the greatest putter in the world. And number two, he travels a lot. You know, he likes that appearance money. I didn't say that. And I mean, I just think you get worn out after a while. My son played with him a while back and said he just strikes the ball phenomenally.
Yeah.
I mean, just, and he's a great guy. Here's the only thing that I will tell you about Martin Kaymer, and he's told me this. If he has a 10% chance of getting on a par 5 and 2, he doesn't care how stupid the shot is, he's going for it. And when you saw him at the Memorial, he was leading and he was in the rough. He was slicing around the tree on that par 5 and he just yanked it straight into the water. I said, there he goes. And he told his caddy, knows that. He said, don't ever tell me not to go for it. So that's kind of his attitude.
I thought he always hit the ball left, right, no?
Yes, he got a great fade swing.
That was his natural natural way of doing it.
Right.
And then they started to make him hit it right, left.
Well,
and that was the same what Montgomery did for 1 year. You see, he lost the whole year.
Yeah, well, Kaymer tried to hit a draw for Augusta and realized it wasn't worth it, so he's gone back, but he's lost several years in that process.
Yeah.
Well, he might have tried it, but he faded the ball. I mean, his biggest weakness is he cannot pitch. I mean, he cannot pitch, okay? And modern golf courses with tight lies and elevated greens that are hard, if you can't pitch, you're in trouble. You just can't hit that many greens or miss it in spots where you can't get away with not being able to pitch. He's a great bunker player. If you can open the club up and slide under the ball, he's great. When it comes to just catching it cleanly, one bounce and stop it, that's just not his shot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact.
All right, Casey, you it taking Omar?
Mr. Shea.
Is that me? Mr. Shea. I am going to go with Mr. Ustasem.
Louis.
I knew somebody was going to pick that one.
Where is Louis? What number is Louis?
Here.
30.
He's up there. Oh, good pick. Is anybody going Keegan Bradley? Or
Well, as soon as your man shows up, Orgren, he's going to pick him.
Yeah, well,
what? How many rounds are we doing? Because this is the end of round five.
Yeah, we're going to do at least, you know, we'll do six, and then we're going to see if we're confident enough that we pick the winner, and if we are.
We're going to do six, so I'll take Matt Fitzpatrick and Joaquin Neiman.
Wait a second, let me just see what.
Oh, that was good picks there.
Usti, you picked who? Neiman?
Matt Fitzpatrick and Joaquin Neiman.
Man, I was going to pick Fitzpatrick. He hits a beautiful low ball.
Neiman.
I watched his brother up close at the Walker Cup, and Matt was out there walking around. And his brother is doing really good also this week in the NCAAs. Alex Fitzpatrick might be your next star in Europe, folks. That kid has a great attitude, super loose in the middle of the Walker Cup making jokes, and he can play.
Just jinxed him.
Thanks.
All right, so that is Mr. Hinesley with the team of Morikawa, Matsuyama, Burns, Sink, Fitzpatrick, and Neiman. Mr. Shea, please.
I will go with Mr. Bubba Watson.
Oh, you knew he was getting picked at some point.
Watson. I can't believe he's still there.
Well, he's a high ball hitter, and he curves it like crazy. If he gets it started off sideways in the wind, it's over.
But he's long.
He's long. Casey, there are rumors that you are going into the studio. Is that correct? Hello?
Oh, no. Sorry. Yep.
Are you going in the studio?
Am I going into the
live? Are you recording anything?
Yes, we are currently recording.
Oh, you're in the middle? What's that like?
We're in the midst of recording.
But if you're going like 2 a.m, you're like, you record from like midnight till 6 a.m, or what? How does that work?
No, we're too old for all that. It's much more day job-esque.
Okay. So like 9 o'clock or what, you're up there, or did you go in? Are you going in today?
Well, somebody's coming by and we are going to be working on some things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who do you play for, Casey?
I just have a band that nobody's ever heard of. Don't worry about it. It's not worth worth checking out.
But you're a professional musician.
The band is Grand Canyon, I believe, that you're talking about.
Right? I heard of them.
Well, you've heard of the Grand Canyon for sure.
Oh, I thought you guys played a gig at the Grand Canyon.
He's hit the balls in the Grand
Canyon. We're at least the fifth most popular Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I know. It's very tough to YouTube you guys, but I think Rolling Stone magazine called you when Tom Petty, if Stevie Nicks had joined Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I think that's what Rolling Stone magazine wrote about that band. So we won't talk about what they wrote about you when you're.
Well, at least they wrote about him.
Well, he's a nice guy. The Golf Mentoren, please. Well, we'll be waiting for that, by the way. For that new music that's coming out, and I'm excited for it. The Golf Mentoren, which will probably be your last pick, gentlemen.
Yeah, the last pick is Charles Schwarzl.
That was obvious. That's what's
clear. Charles Schwarzl.
Gotta love that guy, the way he hits the ball, huh?
Schwarzl. Okay, now, wait a second. I have special instructions from Mr. Ogren.
How come I never got to pick twice?
Because you're right in the middle. Only
these
Drew.
These guys got it made. They had two picks twice.
Yeah, but both guys were available when you last picked.
No, first I thought about Bernd Wiesberger, but I don't believe in him.
Okay, I'm going to tell him you said that, Norbert.
Wait a second.
Take it.
I have something from Mr. Ogren that I might surprise you. Where is his message? Because on the board it would be Mr. Bradley, but since
that was a good pick,
yeah, he's not picking him. He is going with his last pick. He's going, I'm gonna have to scroll for this one, with his homeboy Jimmy Walker.
Oh, Jimmy T-Bone.
I think he's right there. 850-1. That's what friends do. They pick their friends. That would
Walker.
Be Mr. Ogren, a PGA champion. Ogren, I read Ogren. What's the guy's name? Walker. See the guy dresses in all black too.
Yes.
Witty, yeah. All right, I'll tell us.
What's up, sweetie? You must have a good-looking mother.
Who?
Okay. All right.
Oh God. I really need to go two more rounds. I'm going.
Where's the dog?
Oh, here's the guy that he's caddying for. I found him. Okay. I cannot pick a guy named Cockrack.
Jason Cockrack?
Jason Cockrack.
It's not going to work. But I do like him a lot, by the way. I do like him a lot. But I'm going for the guy who I forgot, whose name I forgot, and that's Harris English.
I'm talking about Eric Larson, his caddy?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The guy was like in prison for 10 years or something, right?
Yeah, for cocaine trafficking, yes.
He just did a podcast, I think, with, I don't know with who.
He was
talking about
multiplying.
Who is the guy that that was the great big new hope of golf, the Asian kid?
Nike, Michael Kim.
Woods. Anthony Kim.
Anthony Kim. Anthony Kim. And he's telling the story how Anthony Kim called Chong and about how to get into the weed business now that weed is legal in the States.
Yep.
And he was talking, that's a pretty funny story. So I'm picking.
Well, that's some rabbit hole you were going down there, Frank.
Yeah, I was in the YouTube wormhole. That's Harris English, even though I would rather have a Cockrack or the best wind player in the field who's still there.
Well, Harris is playing the first two rounds with the eventual champion, Stuart Sink. So he'll be able to draft off of him.
Oh, All right, and that we will have the final pick for Mr. Grimm and Shank.
We're only doing six. We need to do eight rounds.
Well, we can do eight if you guys Let's want to do eight.
No,
but then we got to speed it up.
If we want to do eight, we got to speed it up.
Let's see where we stand after the last four picks. Mr. Grimm.
I take me Westwood.
Westwood. Okay. He's not winning.
Hopefully.
Mr. Spong.
And
I'll go Bernd Weisberger.
Oh,
there you go.
Cheeseburger. Bernd Cheeseburger. Mr. Long.
I need to go down a little bit. I need some inspiration.
My God.
I'm even going with Cameron, a 20-year-old.
Cameron Champ's still available. Cameron Champ. Cam Champ.
You know something? That's who I'm picking, Cameron Champ.
Yeah,
you got Wise and Champ.
Phil Mickelson is still in the field.
He still is. He's still available.
And Mr. Fairing.
I thought about Chase Reavie.
Yeah, good pick.
Oh, for this guy, we're going to have to go way down. I don't know what's wrong with him. I was amazed.
128.
128. 850 to 1. What is going on? He was like a top 20 guy. What happened to these odds? Is there something going on? All right. If that is it, then we are done. If you guys are comfortable that we have the winners, because we cannot embarrass ourselves and have somebody win it that's not been picked.
Right, so we need to go two more rounds.
You're in Atlanta. It's the middle of the night here.
Bradley.
You're already up.
Lee.
Make you a pot of coffee, long. Big boy.
Cockrack. What do you guys say? We're done?
Yeah. Need going. I think if we go no talking and just everybody pick your, send out your names.
Let's do it.
I've got five
let's
minutes.
Go. So let's go. Pick.
Six.
Heinz.
Heinz, one more pick.
Ryan Palmer.
Oh, this is the guy I wanted. That's the guy I wanted.
Sorry.
That's okay. Ryan Palmer goes to Mr. Fearing. Ted Long.
I'm going with the under 30 and Korean, K.H. Lee. And I swear to God, if you put two Koreans side by side, I wouldn't know which guy he is.
Oh, God. Mr. Spong.
Carlos Ortiz.
Carlos Ortiz. Mr.
I like that.
Mr. Grimm.
Francesco Molinari.
There's
Francesco
a good pick.
Francesco Molinari. Team Althaus Förster is going Cockrack.
Cockrack. Jason, Mr. does anybody know where the coat rack is around here?
Mr. Ogren will go Keegan Bradley. Golf Mentoren, please. I will scroll Ogren. Ogren will be so happy that I picked Palmer with two picks to go. Two rounds to go. Here we are, and the highest player on the board is Emiliano Grillo. Golf Mentoren, please.
Max Homa. 51.
H-O-M-A Homer. I met him in a club down in Old Soho. Golf Mentoren, Mr. Shea.
Go with Brandon Grace.
Brandon Grace, 10 South Africans in the
That's
field.
Not bad.
Brandon Grace. Mr. Hinesley with two picks, please.
Ian Poulter and Brendan Todd.
Poulter and Todd are off the board. Brandon Grace is Shay. Mr. Shay, your last pick, please.
Shay, I'm going to go with Billy Horschel.
I couldn't believe nobody had picked him until this point. That's a good call there.
Billy Horschel. Didn't he win the match play?
Yeah, but he practiced. He practiced it over at in Georgia at Sea Island all the time. He's used to that kind of weather.
The Golf Mentoren, please.
Yeah. Can you scroll a little bit?
We can.
Down.
I just want to see who's left here. We would be somewhere in on this page here. There's a lot of action here.
Oh, yeah. Here's another South
Africa. Booker was taken by Mr. Huntley.
Okay. Paul Davis.
Booker is gone. Okay. Matt Jones, a winner on tour this year.
So I
want Carlos Ortiz take, is gone.
Beside note.
Who are you taking?
The guy Christian Bezadenhout.
Rolf Mentoren. Thank you very much.
Francesco Molinari taken?
What?
I took him.
Yeah.
Mr.
Francesco Molinari of Tumakim.
Yes, I know. Where is he? I'm not keeping up here with Francesco.
73.
Okay. 73, yeah.
Who took Molinari? I wrote it down. And who took... who took Ortiz?
Spong.
Carlos Ortiz. Spong. Okay, then we are the golf mentor took Bezadenhout. Ogren took Grillo. And we are taking... Jesus, there's nobody left. Whoops, what was there? Mickelson. Oh.
Mickelson's there. Goodness gracious, he might win.
Absolutely not.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Brendan Todd is gone.
Horsfield's a good pick.
Horsfield.
He is a good player. He played at Florida.
He really is a good player. You take him, you might be happy.
Who took Wiesberger?
Sam's won twice on the European Tour this year.
Wiesberger is gone.
I took Wiesberger. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Frenchie.
Victor.
There you go.
Perez.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Darn, you got my pick. I tell you, he would normally be a great pick. Thomas Peters, but he's not playing well.
Well, the last time they played a PGA championship on this course, Victor Perez's caddy was the winning caddy.
I'm going to tell you something, Drew. You're Mr. Information, aren't you?
He does know what's going on. The last pick for Mr. Grimm, please.
Charlie Hoffman.
Charlie Hoffman.
Is he still playing?
Seriously.
Of course.
Is he?
The seagull, we call him on tour.
Does he still have the hair?
He's still got the hair. It's well, shorter, but it's still.
Some of it's gone.
It still flies out. That's why we call him the seagull.
I like his green glove.
He has a green glove?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a gardener.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mr. Spong, your last pick, please, sir.
Yeah, I'll go with Russell Henley.
Russell Henley.
No dogs, baby.
Why didn't you take your name, your Henrik Stenson?
No, he is so off.
He's so off. Meanwhile, Mr. Spong is one of the best ball strikers I've ever seen live. Mr. Long, please.
Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm picking this guy. And, Drew, I can't believe you didn't get this guy because he's a really good player. Harold Varner.
Yeah, I like Harold. He's a friend. I like him a lot.
Harold Varner.
I now have got everything there is on the board except an old retired guy who's rolled in a wheelchair.
Wait for Abe Anser to beat Finau. It's going to feel so good, Teddy.
The last pick of the 2021 PGA Championship Golf Show Roto draft goes to Mr. Fearing.
And Kevin Na.
That's a good
last pick. Might win.
The last pick. He's right there at 220-1 to Mr. Fearing. Everybody.
Nobody picked Ricky Fowler, man. That guy's such a good ball striker.
And also, nobody took Phil Mickelson.
He's not winning.
Have to get a special exemption to get in a tournament. You're not going to be on my team.
It was a good idea to go 8 rounds, I think.
Thank you, Casey, for suggesting that.
Yes, and thank you, Drew, for suggesting that. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being part of this. It's always a lot of fun to see you. I know it's late, all kinds of places.
A good time, and see you next time.
Yes.
Hey, Long Ball, go get to bed. It's the middle of the night over there. Go to sleep.
Thank you, Christoph, for your
picks. Good luck, everyone.
We will win.
Oh, my God.
See you on the podium.
The sheets will go out sometime tomorrow.
Yeah.
Take it easy, guys. Thank you for
Casey,
everything.
Casey, are you guys on
on Apple Music or whatever.
Yeah, we're on all the things. If you look,
I'm gonna write a review of your albums.
Yeah, make sure it's terrible.
I might get you 4 or 5 more clicks or something.
Give you 1 star.
Nah, it's got to be better than that.
It's at least worth 2 stars.
Right. Are we touring anytime soon, Case?
Who knows? We are playing our first. We're playing like a little duo acoustic gig. This is the first time in 13, 14 months. So
there you go. I'm sure you must be excited about that.
So it'll be fun.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, have a good night. Lasst euch nicht ärgern. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch. You can trade until Thursday morning when the first tee shot is hit. You can find each other's emails on the thing that goes around. And thank you again for being here. Have a good night.
Thank you very much.
And good night.